95.5, an iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The at-work play of the $1,000 minute is on the way at 9:35. The answer to question one is drums. Drums. Good luck.
Two stars of the White Lotus who have been rumored to be feuding have actually given a joint interview. What's Trending is on the way in about 20 minutes and Throwback Throwdown, too. Here's Pink, A Move, 103.5.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. Clench a jaw.
lifetime. I could never ever sell you lies. Your touch is righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Let my hands lay them down on your waistline. Then we get along. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
the Nat and Drew Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two show members, two throwback songs. We only play one, and you decide which one by voting via text at 103.5.35. Drew, the returning champ, pick him first.
And I'm picking probably one of my favorite bar bands of all time. They always thought of themselves as a bar band. In fact, I know I've heard several members of this group over the years go, I can't believe any of this ever happened for us, because we're just a bar band. We're just a bar band in the San Francisco music scene who hit it big in the 80s. Huey Lewis and the News.
If this is it,
I feel like I struck a chord with Nat on this one.
I love this song so much. I do. That's a good song.
I think we've played it before. Haven't we? Haven't you pulled it out, Drew?
No, I've used Power of Love in the Throwback Throwdown. Okay. I haven't used If This Is It before.
For me, that's why I don't like, there's like the more of the upbeat Huey Lewis songs. I'm like, okay, no, whatever, but I just thought this song was so beautiful.
It is. Kind of the doo-wop, the doo-wop sound. Huey Lewis in the News, If This Is It, is my pick this morning.
If you want to hear that, text the word Drew to 103-535. But Aaron is the challenger, and I want to give you an extra, like, go ahead, please. Oh, woo, you're going to do it.
No, it's okay. Okay, so I went way, way, way back. I'm just feeling like this weather to me just feels a little disco. Like, come on. So sunny, so hot. It's not summer yet, but man, it feels like it. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's the way,
was a little bit too risque, and they had to kind of tone down their dancing and a few of the words here, because in 1975 it was just a little too risque for radio.
Got it. All right. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear the Casey and the Sunshine Band, text the word Aaron to 103.5.35. Both really great songs, guys.
Nat,
both,
I think we know. Okay.
Both great.
It's not often that Nat has such a visceral reaction like that to a song.
I would. My vote doesn't count, but I would pick the Huey Lewis song. You want to hear If This Is It, text the word Drew to 103.5.35. But if you want to hear Casey and the Sunshine Band, text the word Aaron to 103.5.35. We will play the winner after Justin Bieber on Move.
Thanks, there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if thinks there's always tomorrow.
Vote in two show members with two different throwbacks. Drew, the returning champ, pick him first.
My favorite San Francisco boy band, or not boy band, bar band.
This is it.
They were all boys, but they were a bar band, not a boy band.
Huey!
They were also a little older than your standard boy band by the time they made it.
By about 30 years, I think.
Aaron is challenging, though.
Just feeling a little disco on this.
That's the way
Sunshine Band, says Aaron. All right, what did you vote in? So thank you for all your texts, all your messages at 103.5.3.5. Erica says, I've never heard of this song before, but the preview got me, so I vote Drew.
Oh, excellent. I love to be able to introduce the magic that is Huey Lewis in the News to you here this morning.
Kiva says, Aaron, 100%. This is the kind of weather for KC and the Sunshine Band. Sean says, this isn't disco weather. This is Huey Lewis in the News weather.
Sean.
So I'm voting for Drew. And then he says, bye. So, that's kind of the way it went with 69% of your vote.
The?
I'm not mad. It's Huey Lewis in the News.
Drum roll, please.
I heard you say, tell him I'm not home.
93.5.
How sweet.
White Lotus co-stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood are setting the record straight.
What's trending?
Walton and Amy played the couple Rick and Chelsea on White Lotus season 3.
You can have loads in common with him.
Yeah, like what?
You're both old.
Nice.
Oh, and he's bald. And you're going bald?
I'm not going bald.
Okay.
In a new interview with Variety, Walton says there is no feud and that there is a reason that they unfollowed each other on Instagram. They gave this interview jointly. So we're going to get into it. I'm going to read you some of the things that were said.
Okay.
Quote, I love this woman madly, and she is so important to me. This is Goldie Hawn. This is Meg Ryan. She can do anything, and she will. You watch what the next 20 years of her experience will be. So, why did Walton unfollow Amy on Instagram? He says he felt he had to do it in order to separate himself from their characters. And he told her ahead of time that he was going to do it and that she was extremely supportive. He says, quote, I knew what we had gone through and I knew how close that we had gotten. And I needed to begin the process of saying goodbye to Rick and Chelsea as his eyes teared up in the interview. Amy says people were making something out of absolutely nothing.
Interesting.
That doesn't sound like absolutely nothing.
It does not sound like absolutely nothing. I'm not saying they got together off screen.
Right.
I'm saying that they were so immersed in their characters that I think that they were losing sight of, like, the lines and the boundaries of where, like, pretend in real life.
And obviously not hearing or reading the entire interview, you read a lot more of what Walton Goggins had to say. He's very detailed and specific. If she really just is People are making something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a whole, he's offering a lot of detail there.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff where you can read between the lines.
Well, maybe she means they're making something out of nothing in terms of us not liking each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was the whole idea, that there was some feud happening, right? That they didn't like each other.
Well, I think part of that was because comments on each other's Instagrams, were there, so it suggested there was more than an unfollowing. It suggests the blocking or a deletion of comments that went away. So I think that's why there was speculation that there was some animosity, because there was either a blocking or a deletion of comments, not just an unfollow.
But they don't address that, though.
No, not that I can see in the article. But I do think that there was maybe, like, their people just went in and did stuff, right? Like, it might not
Got
even
it.
Be them. That might be their people doing things. But, like, I do really think that, obviously, like, you know, none of us are actors. Maybe I'm assuming most of you listening are not actors, but it does feel like there are times that people catch feelings, and it's very hard when you work in that, and it feels like at least one of them caught some feelings.
There was a time in a high school theater production where I was playing an old man.
Did you catch feelings?
The old woman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
really...
you were playing Charlie Brown, and then there was the little redheaded girl.
Not in high school.
Okay. It's a great play.
Maybe elementary.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
And on a Monday, I'm gonna love you. And on a Tuesday, I'm gonna...
Black. Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Time for the At Work edition of the $1,000 Minute.
All right, caller 25, looking for you, 604-280-1035. We will play after the Goo Goo Dolls. This is Iris on Move.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever. Don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't. Moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know.
Caller 25 and is going to take her shot at winning $1,000. Are you, do you have an army of people there with you to help you out, Michelle, or are you flying solo here this morning?
Solo.
Solo. She's a solo artist, Michelle is.
Love that. You don't need any backup.
You're like Adele.
I would love backup.
Oh, you would love backup. Maybe you don't need backup, though. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe it's better. If you have backup, then you're you feel obligated to maybe split some of your winnings with the backup.
We're rooting for you here this morning, Michelle. Good luck. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win $1,000. If not, it's $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
Let's do it. $1,000 minute starts now.
Larry Mullins Jr. What sport did Canadian James Naismith invent in 1891?
Pass.
Finish the title of this Miley Cyrus song, Used to Be Blank.
Young.
What is the third last letter of the English alphabet?
X.
Sambuca is a liqueur that originated in what country?
Greece.
What is 20% of 200?
40.
What are the little boba pearls made of in bubble tea?
Tapioca.
Did Wayne Gretzky leave the Oilers in the 80s or the 90s?
Pass.
What's the name of the Margaret Atwood book about a dystopian republic called Gilead?
The Handmaid's Tale.
Cardiff is the capital city of what country?
Cardiff?
Yep.
Wales. It's the capital of Wales.
Wales.
That's what we were looking for. Pretty good run here this morning, Michelle. You got question one correct. Larry Mullins plays drums. Sounds like you were listening right at 9 o'clock when we gave the answer to that.
I was, yes.
Jay, way to do your homework. Well done. James Naismith invented basketball in 1891. The NBA Finals start tonight.
Okay.
You got the next two right. Did you say Greece as the country where Sambuca was created? It's actually Italy.
Okay.
Ouzo is Greece. Greek.
Ouzo.
Okay.
Yeah. Next two were right. Wayne Gretzky left the Oilers, traded away in the 80s. You got the Handmaid's Tale question right. And then, of course, we missed Wales there at the end. But overall, six correct answers and $60.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Michelle. We'll play the $1,000 minute again tomorrow, twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35, powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. Speaking of solo stars, Move 103.5.
If you're not the one for me, then I'll come, I can bring you to your knees. If you're not the one for me, why do I hate the idea of being free? And if I'm not the one for you, you've got to stop holding me the way you do. Only if I
my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
Move 103.5. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron. We are just about done, but we have to, you know, show our work. What did we learn today, Aaron?
Well, there's a new poll out that is definitely a reflection of the mess that we are finding ourselves in relation to the U.S., and it's kind of sad. It appears that we're divided on whether we see the states as a friend or a foe. A new Leger poll finds that about 30% of respondents say they consider the U.S. an ally, and about 30% say they see it as an enemy country now. Everyone else is kind of neutral, but obviously this latest news about the aluminum imports, the duties going up another 50%, it's just... Everybody's pretty tense about America.
Yes, and I think just, you know, unprecedented waters. I think I'm mixing uncharted waters. Uncharted waters. That's how stressed I am. I'm combining the things.
Well, I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, when did you ever think in a million years that we would think of the U.S. as a foe?
And I don't personally, but I understand that more and more people are for a variety of reasons, and hopefully, just one of many reasons why we hope this thing gets turned around, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Drew, what'd you learn?
I learned that one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies is the title of a new documentary about one of my favorite people.
Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. 'Cause I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
I like me will be the title of the new documentary about John Candy, produced by Ryan Reynolds, directed by Colin Hanks. It's been announced that it's going to open the 50th annual Toronto International Film Festival in September and then debut on Amazon Prime Video later in the fall.
Okay, that's like just even that clip is just one of the most beautiful things, right?
Oh.
Now I'm supposed to go next and share what I learned. And it just doesn't even feel like I should, because like my story is just dumb now.
Like, that's so beautiful. Well,
I cannot wait to see this movie.
And John Candy, long deserving of a movie about John Candy.
Big time.
So here's my stupid story.
Okay.
Okay.
The New York Times did an investigative report about how it is not a good idea to hold your pee. The idea is that you basically start training your brain. If you keep going all the time because you like you want to go just in case, like the just in case going to the bathroom is bad because you actually train your brain to start thinking your bladder is more full and you feel the urges a lot sooner than you would. So stop doing that. There you go. That's my story.
Well, I think that just demonstrates what a well-rounded show it was today. Where we covered a lot of ground. A lot of different things covered today. And you can listen to it on demand anytime. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Have a great day.
Here's Move 103.5's What's Happening.
Experience Surrey Canada Day with the whole family on July 1st. Catch headliners The Recklaws, plus enjoy food trucks, fireworks, and more. Visit SurreyCanadaDay.ca for details. The Gluten Free Expo celebrates healthy living, fostering a supportive environment for business, and inspiring a gluten-free lifestyle. Experience the latest innovations and connect with leaders at the Vancouver Convention Center on June 7th and 8th. Details at theglutenfreeexpo.ca.
For more info on what's happening, visit move1035.ca.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back, you're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid, headlines Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio.
Can we just...
With performances by rising star Akila and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
One hero that could be anywhere is Camouflage Carl.
Camouflage.
Shh, he could be in the room right now. Oof, I prefer heroes that stand out, like the heroes at Hero Home Care.
Right, because whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
Yes, and that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers. Ha, gotcha, Carl.
That's a floor lamp.
Right, he did seem a tad svelte.
Hero! Homecare.ca.
Announcing the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley. After 53 years and three generations, they are just days away from closing their doors forever. This is it. See them today and pay just 51 cents on the dollar or less on all beautiful in-stock jewelry. Every single item must go. Hurry in for best selection.
Time is running out. Every piece is just 51 cents on the dollar. The retirement sale on now at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced, very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High-quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to XROVE.ca. That's XROVE.ca.
XROVE.ca. XROVE.ca. I'll see you there.
Delicious news. The McDonald's meals you love are now starting at $9.99 every day. Grab your faves like the McChicken, Big Mac, 6-piece McNuggets, or Filet-O-Fish with medium fries and a medium fountain drink starting at $9.99 each plus tax. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
It's back.
And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months, no interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
If you're headed to Penticton, you need to make a stop at DeSilva Vineyards and Winery. The tasting room is open for the season, and they've just released several new wines. The kitchen is also open, offering you the opportunity to enjoy an extraordinary range of Portuguese and Spanish tapas. Proudly celebrating 70 years of farming in the Okanagan Valley, DeSilva Vineyards and Winery. Reserve your spot online at DeSilvaVineyards.com.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our member perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey!
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't just stop the music.
On Move.
Young and wild and free.
listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Since I survived.